This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
This is the Alex Jones Show. This is InfoWars Live. I am Owen Schroyer, sitting in studio for Alex Jones today. We're going to be hearing from Alex coming up in the next segment and after that with some breaking news. You know, I was thinking to myself last night, I even wrote this note here. And it's not like one of those things where, oh, never bow to the mob or never apologize. But you know what? I really do want to apologize today because I'm guilty of just, I don't even know what it is, but I get on air and I get all wound up and it's obnoxious and I rant and I yell and I say inappropriate things. And I really do wish I could do better than that. It's just, this broadcast and InfoWars is like an atom bomb, a nuclear bomb of information every day. And so you're going to get a little radioactive when you're at the center of it. And when you stare into the abyss for so long, you become the abyss. And then there's this underlying frustration that just builds up and mounts up every day. It just gets worse and worse when it's not even to say that we have the solutions or we have all the answers or like, hey, we told you so. It's just like, how much longer do we have to sit here and put up with this, knowing what's going on, pretending it's not there, having it covered up? I mean, does everything, like, is it total death? Is that what it'll take? Because it'll be too late then. And so there's frustration, there's passion, and I don't mean to yell at you. It's rude. It's obnoxious. And so I'm thinking to myself last night, I'm going to make sure that I don't do that. In fact, why don't you just stay away from the news and just try to keep that filth away from you and just open up phone lines on the Alex Jones Show today. And then I can't even help it. It's like a vortex. I just fall right into it. I've got all these stacks of news. Black Lives Matter leaders that are pedophiles with child porn. I mean, the list just goes on and on. Just the total madness, the total destruction, the total chaos in Portland and all these other Democrat-run cities. How they blame Trump for everything that's their fault. I mean, the list just goes on and on. Now they're blaming Trump? I mean, literally, we saw it all coming. Trump is friends with Maxwell. Trump knew Maxwell and Epstein well. Trump was running Maxwell and Epstein. That'll be what they say next. But it's really a sick, twisted, it's not even an ideology. It's a sick, twisted state of being, state of mind. It's psychopathic. It's sociopathic. It's suicidal. It's a death cult. It's modern day liberalism. When you have Ted Wheeler, the mayor of Portland, going out last night, and it's the protesters that throw objects at him and chant, you know, F Wheeler, get out Wheeler, kind of like what they did to the mayor of Minneapolis, Frey. And then what does the news say? Oh, Trump's feds attack again. Trump's feds attack Wheeler, even though it's all on video of him being harassed by the citizens, by the protesters, by the rioters. It doesn't even matter. The news just covers it up. The news just lies about it. You see, I'm already getting worked up, and I'm not even 5 minutes into the broadcast. And I don't want to go there today. I want to stay calm today. I don't want to raise my voice today. And so what I think I may just have to do before my guest Andrew Torba comes on is just take your phone calls and maybe just let you rant and rave. Maybe just give you the baton to rant and rave because I just don't want to do that today. Now, when we come back, Alex Jones has some breaking news. So Alex is going to give you the latest updates And then when I take over in about 30 minutes, I may just go right to your phone calls. I may just skip the news for my own mental health today and go right to your calls, but we shall see. It's all coming up on the Alex Jones Show. Alex Jones up in 60 seconds.
We are selling more privacy pockets a day than we were previously selling in a month because of the Clinton Foundation running the contact tracing and admittedly with Google and Apple tracking all Americans on their phones, even if you opt out of it or get rid of the apps. People realize these criminal groups are surveilling you and selling your data and using it to control your life, sharing it with Antifa, sharing it with Black Lives Matter, sharing it with the deep state to oppress not just high-profile people, but the general public. That's why folks are taking back control of their lives with these little Faraday cages that you can put your cell phones in that knock out the ability of the cell towers to ping it every few seconds and track your location. This is the only way to have your privacy, and people are taking their privacy back, and it's very, very exciting. They're at $19.95 a piece at InfoWarsStore.com. We've ordered even more. A huge shipment's coming in next week, so get yours now and be part of the movement to cut Big Brother off.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
But this administration, this president has demonstrated that they have a capacity to go lower than we can even possibly imagine. So, yeah, I think we have to be concerned about that. His attempt to talk about mail-in voting and all the fraud that is associated with it is factually incorrect. He's just trying to set up a situation where he has the ability to delegitimize a vote that he might lose. If he loses, and I expect that he will, then we have to be prepared for what he is going to do in the immediate aftermath of such a loss and what he'll do for the time period between the election and the inauguration of the next president. We have to be prepared for things that this nation has never faced before. And unfortunately, that could involve the use of these forces. Who knows what he'll do, and the people who are in, as part of his administration will support him in doing.
When President Trump was elected in November of 2016, immediately, Obama Pentagon officials, people sworn to destroy the United States and set up China as the new dominant world power, publicly canvassed the Pentagon, going door to door, finding out how many of the military brass and others would support a military coup through COG. It's totally illegal. It's totally unconstitutional. It is not in continuity with government battle plans that were started in the late 1940s right through to today. It is nothing short of a coup. So they opted instead to go with the fake legal coups of Russiagate, Ukrainegate, and all the rest of it. But now that that has failed, they are publicly, first in the Council on Foreign Relations and other establishment organs like the Atlantic, and now with Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden and CNN and MSNBC all stating that Trump is already a dictator and illegitimate. And they are inverting reality and saying he stole the 2016 election, he's going to try to do it again, and that they are going to contest the election, and that if he contests their contesting, that is dictatorship, which of course it's not, and that they will then remove him using COG. Now, Pelosi came out 3 days ago and said this. Last night, the former Attorney General under Obama, Eric Holder, came out and said that Trump is planning on using paramilitary troops across the United States to basically take over local governments and set up his own martial law. Now, of course, we've laid all this out with exact specifics and told you it was coming. 2 years ago, I did a special report on this, and I said they will trigger race war nationwide in all the major cities, surround the White House, and demand that the president step down. even predicted they would do it specifically during the midterms or during the next 2020 election, because they'll use that as cover to say that the president is contesting the election when it's them that are contesting it. That's how I would battle plan it. That's how I would run it, studying their operations. Well, that is exactly the play that they are running. So understand, this has gone from the drawing board as one of their main attack profiles that if I was them, I would run, to now operational with them lining up the propaganda, the talking points for all this to unfold. So, again, while we're all worried about the lockdown of the virus, while we're all worried about the race riding, all of that, that's the backdrop. So the American people are used to being locked down when they remove Trump. So people are used to the new normal of things not being normal and being under martial law. All of this is about normalizing blue cities, blue states, multinational corporations, taking governmental control of the United States and of Western Europe, Canada, New Zealand, Australia. This is a corporate takeover with China militarily, with intelligence agencies and money backing it up. This special globalism is a corporate takeover. And so you notice they are keeping the country locked down. Trump tries to stop it. He tries to expose their fraud. Then they blame him for the virus, and Pelosi even calls it the Trump virus, as China is now calling it the Trump virus. So not only are the Democrats and their minions engaged in treason, they're working with multinational foreign powers and the communist Chinese that have killed over 100 million of their own people and have 3 million Muslims, Christians, and Buddhists in slave labor death camps on record. So remember, Democrats, globalists, Hollywood, while they shake their finger at you about a cop that might have killed somebody wrongfully, so we're all bad, literally are backing up modern death camps. So we're 100 days out from the election right now, about to be less than 100 days out. And Trump is starting to understand how much danger he and the country are in. He's not naive anymore. He's already made it through three coups, or what's called the rolling coup. But I have begged all the other publications like the Daily Caller and Breitbart and the Gateway Pundit, everybody, to really make this the central issue. Because it's not just Alex Jones telling you this 3.5 years ago now, because I was reading it in Globalist Battle Plans white papers. It's now out in the open, and they're going to do this. So Trump's doing the right thing, sidelining Fauci and BRICS and all the rest of them, but during these briefings, he needs to go directly at the fact that the NIH is still in control of policy, and for every coronavirus positive, they're counting 15 more people bare minimum. That's why you see stories all over the country of people that don't even go into a clinic getting an email saying you've got coronavirus because somebody they knew tested positive. Or someone who goes into a clinic, they say, no need to test you. And then they go home and they're told you have coronavirus. Again, that's just one part of this fraud. And then CNN has the nerve to have all these stories about Trump's fumbling, Trump's doesn't believe in science, Trump's making stuff up, when they're the ones that have made up this entire fraud and sent people that were sick to nursing homes to actually get a high kill number. Trump must go on the total offensive. Instead of being nice to Governor Newsom and nice to Governor Cuomo and nice to all these other pieces of trash, he has to expose the monstrous criminal globalist conspiracy they've been involved in with the Wuhan lab, which again, Bill Gates and Fauci and the rest of them openly ran. This was a setup from the beginning when the impeachment was failing. They released the virus, which does spread, which has amazing gain of function, knowing it would kill a bunch of old people. And then they could hype up the fear and anytime they want, shut the economy down. So again, we're already under a form of martial law right now. The question is, are you going to let them put us into full martial law? Because now you notice they're talking about, once Trump's gone, we're going to wipe out his base and take their guns. You're like, well, that'll start a war. They want a war to start. The Chi-Coms and the globalists want a civil war to take the United States out of the equation. So for those of you that think, oh, the government doesn't want to destabilize things and wreck things, even if it's a corrupt government, they want the money and power. No, my friends. That's what the New World Order wants. That's their plan. And that's why only telling the truth about how much trouble we're in will defeat these rats. Only telling part of the story, we're going to lose.
Whether he knows it yet or not, he will be leaving. Just because he might not want to move out of the White House doesn't mean we won't have an inauguration ceremony to inaugurate a duly elected president of the United States. And the I'm second in line to the presidency, and just last week I had my regular continuation of government briefing. This might interest you because it's, I say to them, this is never going to happen. God willing, it never will. But there is a process. It has nothing to do with if the certain occupant of the White House doesn't feel like moving and has to be fumigated out of there, because the presidency is the presidency. It's not geography or location.
Here you have four chiefs of staff coming out and ripping the skin off of Trump. And you have so many rank and file military personnel saying, whoa, we're not a military state. This is not who we are. I promise you, I'm absolutely convinced they will escort him from the White House with great dispatch.
Tell you, you take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com. and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
The coup against America is already underway. Major corporations backed by the communist Chinese with blue cities and blue states have already usurped power from Congress and from the president and are already in control of most of the United States. 800-plus sanctuary cities are only a small part of this larger operation, where illegal aliens, many of them felons, who've committed serious crimes are above the law, and police are instructed not to even let ICE know where they are if they happen to pull them over and find out that they're a rapist or even a murderer. That's just one example of the lawlessness of the globalists and how Nancy Pelosi admits MS-13 is basically part of their paramilitary arm. This is the reality of communist China through their offices in the U.S. shipping in fentanyl. This is part of the global alliance against the United States. And now they're going to use the election as the trigger to create nationwide unrest, pretend Trump is a dictator, and try to drive him from office through intimidation and lies. If that happens, Congress and the federal agencies will be completely stampeded under globalist communist control, and a giant purge of the American people will explode onto the scene. That is the next phase of their operation. It always is. They're following a tried and true playbook because it's almost always worked, ladies and gentlemen. I cannot express to you enough the level of magnitude and danger that our constitutional republic is in, that the world is in. Paramilitary leftist forces have been turned loose to burn down buildings, attack police stations, burn police stations, occupy police stations. In some cities like Minneapolis, 400-plus businesses burned, dozens killed, and the media calls them peaceful. They are setting the stage for total anarchy and death. And when citizens stand up and defend their property, like the McCluskeys in St. Louis, they are SWAT team raided and then they are indicted in the face of common law and the Second Amendment and the right to defend your property. This is all about the green light for the globalists and their communist ground forces to make their move. Trump must meet this head on and expose their entire paradigm before it's too late. They are now on record admitting Pelosi, Holder, Schumer, the list goes on and on, that they plan to forcibly remove President Trump. And anyone that doesn't go along with it will, quote, be put in prison. These are terrorists. These are people holding us hostage with the lockdown, preparing us for a bigger lockdown, normalizing it that this alliance of criminal states and cities can carry out their lawless blockade of the country. We are under siege. We are under attack. This is a mayday emergency situation. The denial must end. The fraud must stop. The people must speak out and say no before it is too late.
Thank you, Alex. Back inside the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas, Owen Schroyer with you. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to give out the phone number in the next segment. I'm going to cover some news now and then. And, you know, I can understand if you're President Donald Trump and you got into office and you really weren't expecting this onslaught against you. You really didn't understand the forces of evil that were going to be lined up against you, against America, to be in this position. But it's gotten so out of hand now. You either just have to be honest and say that this whole thing is getting blown right now by the White House, or you are a QAnon type who really believes that there's secret things going on behind the scenes, and so all is going to be well. Now, I don't necessarily believe that. I hope that with all my heart. I think like anybody else would, but for example, Operation Legend. It's a total failure. It's a total failure on its face. Why? Because what is the real goal? What, you're going to go into these cities and stop the violence? You're not going to stop the violence. It's going to lead to more violence. And again, I get it. Like, you've got to go in and do something. But why do you think the mayor of Portland was out on the streets? Do you think he was out there to be a part of the solidarity of the movement? No, folks. It was a setup. They knew if he went out there with his armed security that he'd be attacked and he'd be, you know, objects thrown at him and assaulted and cursed at. They didn't care because they knew they could use that footage to blame the feds. So see, you lost. You are now playing checkers and they're playing chess. Operation Legend should have been, okay, we're going into Chicago and Portland and these cities, and in the fog of the war, you go rip these Democrat mayors out of their offices and bring them in for questioning. You go rip any politician who has been in support of these riots, who has taken any foreign money, any Soros money, you go bring them in for questioning. That is Operation Legend. What's happening right now is Operation Setup. Look, I get it. You got to send the feds in. The Democrats are letting their cities burn to the ground. In fact, better yet, the Democrats are burning their own cities to the ground to blame Trump. So until you deal with the cause and the root of this problem, which are Chinese-funded, Soros-funded Democrats in mayor's offices, governor's offices, prosecuting attorneys, district attorneys, you're never going to win. You're always going to get beat. You're always going to get set up. And I got to take a deep breath here because I'm starting to get mad again. It's just, how can you not see the total setup that the Democrats and the media engage in all day long? All these people do is alley-oop themselves up fake stories, whether it's Bubba Wallace or Jussie Smollett or now Ted Wheeler. Oh, my gosh, Ted Wheeler got attacked by his own supporters. Oh, but what does the media tell you? Oh, it was the feds, the feds. The feds attacked Wheeler. No, they didn't. That's a lie. It was all the BLM rioters, who, by the way, are 90% white. But see, it's all a joke. And you know, I really don't understand why Americans don't get this yet. Like the headline from the Federalist, renaming the Redskins won't save a single black life. Really? Folks, none of this is about saving a black life. Black Lives Matter isn't even about black people. This is all about a takedown of America, a communist revolution. That's what this is. And if you try to deal with it as anything less than insurrection and treason, you will lose. I'm going to do a news blitz on the other side and give out the phone number, because if I stare into this abyss for too long, I'm just going to start yelling again, and I promised I wouldn't do that. So we're going to give out the number when we come back, do a news blitz. This is the Alex Jones Show. Remember, Christmas in July sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping store.
The bad news is Western governments have totally let multinational big tech bring in communist Chinese style total net surveillance censorship with AI. The good news is they had to do that to carry out this world government COVID takeover, this planetary corporate reset that COVID covers for, because the truth is powerful and will defeat them and will smash them. And the good news is there's still sites like band.video, newswars.com, infowars.com, Paul Watson site, Summit.News, and a lot of other great sites that are getting massive traffic thanks to you and your word of mouth. That is king. That is queen. That is the master of our own destinies. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a war on reality, a war on civilization, a war on our health, a war on our economy. But being aware of it and standing up to it and speaking out against it will defeat it. So take action or be slaves.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Cover some news here, give out the phone number at the end of the segment, because I don't want to do a totally open phone line situation. I want to at least lay out some stories here that will get your brain churning before you dial on in to the Alex Jones Show today. Owen Schroyer filling in. Let me just not hesitate and let me dive right in here. The COVID hoax continues, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, I've decided there's going to be some headlines, if you're a daily listener and stuff, or even just old stories, older headlines, that I'm just going to go back over today. Because, see, we have this weird thing where, in a way, we're almost like the drive-by media where, yeah, we'll cover a story, and then there's no resolution, and we just forget about it. And so because of that, that's like taking the loss. So I know you've read this story and heard this story before. I know that it's been on InfoWars once, twice, three times. But I mean, it's still there. It's still like we should be carving it into mountains. I mean, this is ridiculous. People who never took COVID tests being told they're COVID positive. So, I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's like yeah, I can cover this one day and move on, or I can sit here and say it every day until people actually get it. They're faking a pandemic. I'm going to have to take a lot of deep breaths to not scream today, and I really am going to focus on not doing that. But, I tend to get a little worked up. I tend to get a little mad when they're faking a pandemic and destroying my future, destroying my country, lying about it the entire time, taking my liberties, taking my freedoms, faking a pandemic. Yeah, I'm pissed off. And so I guess it's just like a sign to just show you how pissed I am. I start screaming and banging on the desk. I'm pissed, man. This shouldn't even be political. That's what's so frustrating. It shouldn't even be political. Connecticut State Lab finds 90 false positives out of 144 COVID tests. So they're faking the numbers, they're making up the numbers, they're rigging the numbers, they're inflating the numbers. They're faking a pandemic. Why is this even political? But I'll tell you why. Here's why. We know why Fauci and Gates and China and all these other people are faking the pandemic. They've got a secret plan for a new world order. Basically, I mean, really what it comes down to is they just want to have all their slave labor in China. And so all the worldwide corporations agreed, okay, well, you've got billions of people, you've got a slave labor force, so we'll put all the manufacturing and industry in China, but first we have to destroy America because they're still going to want to have that prosperity. So we've got to destroy America first. And then once we do that, we can just do all the slave labor in China, and then we'll make all the goods and stuff, and then we'll kind of roll out everything after that. And Gates is involved, and Fauci is involved, Obama was involved, they're all involved. All the big corporations that are faking this pandemic, they're all involved. But so why is it political? Why does the average dumbass liberal in the street buy into it? Folks, because they've been... This isn't a matter of just rhetoric here. These people have literally been brainwashed. They're literally under mind control. They're literally under a scientific light pattern and radio wave frequency mind control. Literally. How do you deal with that? I would suggest all of these people that are getting arrested, not be taken to jail. We need to reopen mental institutions. All these leftists on the street need to be put in a mental institution and sat down with a doctor to explain what it is they're doing out there. I mean, let's try to get into their minds. This is a giant scientific experiment. They are the pawns of a scientific mind control device. They need to be evaluated. They need to be evaluated. I'm saying this because I care. If I didn't care about these people, you know what? I would be an authoritarian. I would want Trump to be a tyrant. I would want him to send in the feds. Not with rubber bullets. Not with paintballs. Not with pepper balls. You understand? I care about these people. We need each other. I hate this, man. When I tune out of news for the night and I like to listen to music or, you know, watch a movie or something, I can escape from the politics, I'm thinking, man, America is so great. Look at all these great creative artists and musicians, and like, it's awesome. Why do we fight all the time? How can we heal America? How can we heal America? They're faking a pandemic. It shouldn't even be political. Black Lives Matter is not about black lives. More black people have died in America because of Black Lives Matter than have been saved. None of this should even be political. Why is it political? Because these people are under mind control. Scientific mind control. They tested. light patterns and frequencies on the TV, it's mind control. They know these radio waves from your cell phone weaken your inhibitions and your abilities to think. Slows your brain function. We are under attack, humans, folks. Humanity is under a scientific attack. Let me just go on. Fox News, the N95 masks aren't stopping coronavirus, health experts say. Again, the masks don't even work. You had Cuomo in Georgia. Cuomo in Georgia, not wearing a mask. He's all praise for the mass murder he committed in the nursing homes, and he tells you you have to wear a mask. He's down there in Georgia, doesn't even put on a mask. D.C. mayor exempts city and federal workers from mask policy on same day she launches investigation into President Trump for not wearing a mask in his own hotel. Oh, again, folks, why do we put up with these people? Why does Trump put up with these people? You know, Lincoln, very controversial president if you actually look into his history, but you know, you talk to the average person, you study the average history textbook, they don't really get into the weeds of the controversy of Lincoln. Lincoln was arresting journalists and writers and all kinds of crap. It's like they don't even know about Robert E. Lee. And it's just, you know, it's just a joke. Why do we put up with these people? And it always falls back. Mind control, brainwashing. Multiple vaccine doses could be necessary to protect from coronavirus, says Bill Gates. The guy selling you it. It's like you go to buy a new car. And, you know, you can get a nice new car. You're in a little coupe. You're like, okay, I like that one. And then the dealer's like, well, that's a nice coupe there. I'll be happy to sell it to you, but you're probably going to need two of them. And you're just like, what? I just need the one. He's like, well, I think you're going to need two cars. It's like, oh, you're just trying to make money. You're just trying to sell a new car. That's literally what Bill Gates is doing, except with poison. Except with poison. Man who led Black Lives Matter protest arrested on child pornography charges. Ted Wheeler lies about being attacked by feds. Renaming the Redskins won't save a single black life. None of it's about black lives, folks. More black people are dead because of Black Lives Matter than alive. Zero national news networks cover photo of BLM supporter kneeling on white baby's neck. That individual, Isaiah Jackson, has now been arrested. A special education teacher commented on that Facebook post and said, lean into it. Kill that baby. Stop effing around. Literally, folks. Lean into it until death. Black Lives Matter is now a mass murdering death cult. And what is going on with the Navy, folks? Again, I've friends in the Navy. There's good people in the Navy. But Navy is investigating uniformed sailor Sarah Dudry for busting into pro-Trump rally, harassing protesters, and screaming F Trump. Plus all the Navy ships crashing into each other, standing down in the South China Sea, one's on fire, something's up in the Navy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Trump, this is an emergency warning to you. They're going to do everything, and you already know this, to steal the election. But here's what you may not know, and what your campaign staff is certainly not telling you. You're losing your base right now. And there's a lot of examples of this, and this is just giving it to you like it is. And you know what? Here's how I know that this is happening. And this just happened to me this week. And it just happened to me again today. I'm a creature of habit when it comes to my routine. And there's certain men that when they talk, I listen. And for about 4 or 5 years, President Trump has been one of those men. And I noticed just this week, with the Trump interview that was on Fox News, for the first time ever, I was completely uninterested in what President Trump was saying. And I didn't even realize it. It's just, oh, they were airing the Fox interview on Fox. I have a whole multimedia setup in my home to monitor everything. And usually I'd click over the audio and I'd go listen to Trump. Instead, I was listening to Dan Bongino or Michael Savage. I forget who it was. And usually I'd pause that and I'd go listen to what Trump was saying. And for the first time ever, I just had no interest. And then it hit me. I was like, whoa. What does that symbolize? What does that symbolize? I've got a whole sheet of Trump clips. Normally I'd be going to those and hitting them all day. I don't want to. What does that symbolize? That's not good. So forget about America and all this other stuff. I mean, selfishly, President Trump, if you want to be reelected, you're losing a lot of your base, specifically women voters who now feel that they can't even leave their homes and feel safe, or be in their homes and feel safe, or send their kids out and feel safe. And I could reflect that in phone calls today if I wanted to. So with that, let me give out the phone number. Anything we discussed is fair game. But, you know, what does that represent to you? Do you feel the same? Are you at the same kind of point with Trump where it's just like, you know what it is? It's that his words almost have no value to me anymore. And you know, I'm just going to stop right there because I don't want to make a whole thing about it. But what does that represent to you? Are you in that same boat? Do you hang on Trump's every word like you used to? Do you listen to Trump's words and speeches to give you hope and think that there's going to be results still? Or have you moved on? So that'll be a main topic or any of the other news we discuss. The number, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. And for me, it's like, do I need to come on here and be more encouraging of Trump? Or do I need to come on here and be more critical of Trump? Or do I need to come on here and just act like Trump isn't there at all? Well, how about this? You know, InfoWars, next year's news today. And look, well, I'm not even going to go there, but folks, who would have predicted this series of news? Who could have seen this coming? Oh, a series of headlines from CNN in the last 24 hours. I wish her well. Trump's shocking support for Ghislaine Maxwell. Well, I don't know if you could call that support, but of course they're going to spin it because, as I told you, they're going to spin this thing so deep, they're going to claim Trump was running Epstein. You think that's nuts? They fake hate crimes. They fake pandemics. These people know no shame. They have no low. They reside in hell. Their consciousness is in hell. They can't go any lower than that. They'll fake anything. Another headline, CNN. Trump and Ghislaine Maxwell knew each other well, says former Epstein partner. Don't you love this? So CNN actively reaches out to a guy who's knowingly partners with Epstein, a sex trafficker, a minority sex trafficker. I mean, as worse as it gets, Me Too CNN. And they love this guy, and they reach out to him, and they get info from him, and they do an interview with him. Oh, he's the best ever. He's the one that will expose Trump. He's the one that was with Epstein. He's the one that was partnered with Epstein. It's total bonkers. Another CNN headline. Trump claims not to be following Maxwell case despite long ties to Epstein. So it's like they literally covered up the Epstein thing. They literally covered up all the pedophilia. They literally covered up the sex trafficking. They literally bring on all the Epstein associates. And then what do? They blame Trump. These are sick people. Sick people. Sick people at CNN. Don Lemon is sick. And, you know, I realized something, too. You know, Don Lemon did a segment in 2013 about why black men in America struggle. And he was actually real. And he said it's because there's no fathers. They get into a life of crime. They drop out of high school. They have a bad culture of gangbanging and drug running and pimping. And he called it all out in a whole CNN segment in 2013. Funny how that just disappears. But see, folks, even CNN hosts are brainwashed. Even CNN hosts are under mind control. Brianna Kailar on air yesterday with a doctor, or not a doctor. It's like they're one of their guests, and he's talking about hydroxychloroquine. He says, "Well," and she's like bashing. He's like, "Well, hydroxychloroquine has actually been used successfully in some studies." And she's like, "How could you can't say that on my airwaves? Never say that again." And he's like, "Brianna, this is coming from doctors. This has been known for decades." And she's like, "I will not have you say a deadly drug is safe and effective. You're just espousing what the president is saying." And he's like, "Well, what are you?" And she's like, "I talked to doctors and scientists." And he goes, "Well, apparently not the doctors and scientists at CNN, because, folks, he was reading off a CNN story." They're so drunk on their own hatred. They're so blinded by their own hatred. They don't even live in reality anymore. How do you deal with these people? How do you deal with these people? Let me finish up this news, and I promise in the next segment we're going to go all to these phone calls. The crew is getting them lined up. Adam Silver, that's the NBA commissioner, gives max donation to Joe Biden. Of course, the MLB opened up its season with Black Lives Matter protests and knees during the anthem and Black Lives Matter signs on their stadiums. Folks, I'm telling you something right now. And you know what? Maybe this will be part of the thing, too, because I'm sure we have baseball fans and basketball fans and hockey fans and everybody listening right now. I've been a St. Louis Cardinal fan for my whole life. I used to go to, I'm not even exaggerating you, I would go to 40, 50 games a summer. It was the most fun thing. All I would do during the summer is I would go play baseball during the day for the local slobber team that I was on. We played about 50 to 60 games a year, and then at night I would go watch the Cardinals play baseball. And for like three straight summers, it was like all I did. And I'd love to have a kid someday with that same experience, but let me tell you, if anybody on that franchise takes a knee, I'm done. And I guarantee you, same thing for Giants fans, same things for Red Sox fans, same thing for all. The Yankees are going to have a BLM message when they open their season. I mean, what a joke. There's no one in the stands anyway. They have cardboard cutouts in the stands. That's going to be your only fans left. They pipe in sound like a fake crowd on TV. I mean, pathetic. NBA court revealed with Black Lives Matter logo. So the left has now killed sports. But, you know, ironically enough, COVID actually killed sports. And now the left is coming in with their propaganda just to put it in the grave. All right, I got some other news, but I got to do this. When I come back in the next segment, I'm going to go right to your calls. Ladies and gentlemen, you know about InfoWarsStore.com. We have a Christmas in July special. Before I tell you about that, I just have to say this. What we've been able to do with your support at InfoWarsStore.com is beyond miraculous. Seriously. And, in fact, it's so miraculous. We've got other projects that we're working on that we're trying to basically shoot the moon on, or, you know, jump out of a skyscraper without a parachute and plan on landing on our feet. But you know what? I just put full faith in God in this creation, and I have full faith in this audience that you'll continue to support us throughout this, because we have major plans to expand in the face of the tyranny and the censorship. That's all you can do. Now, it's all possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com, which is so great because we've got the best supplements on the market. Bodies at InfoWarsStore.com, there is not a better turmeric supplement on the market, period. Bodies is 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. DNA Force Plus, the elite flagship supplement at InfoWarsStore.com. Do the research into your telomeres and what that has to do with aging, and then do your research into the ingredients on DNA Force Plus and make the connection for yourself. Read the reviews. DNA Force Plus, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping store-wide.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.